MilliganTown.org.
This is Brian Panicelli with your Milligan Town Daily. This week, we have been looking at God's work versus man's work. We have discovered that work is a blessing, God gives us different kinds of employment, and we strive to do all of our work for His glory as we obey Him and love Him. Today, we are going to look at how man's work relates to God's work in the second great commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Ephesians 4:28 says, "Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need." We are to provide for ourselves and others. The Westminster Shorter Catechism explains to us in question 118 that the sixth commandment requires us to do all that we can to preserve our life and the lives of others. And also in a later question pertaining to the eighth commandment, that we are to do everything we can to protect ours and others' property. I think this is what the Holy Spirit is telling us in Ephesians 4. And also in James, we are told in chapter 2, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to him, "Go in peace, be warm and filled," without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? And again in 1 Timothy 5:8, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. We see from these passages that our doing man's work, our vocation to the best of our ability in being able to support our families and others around us, is showing love to our neighbors. It is glorifying to God as we obey Him. I hope this week's thoughts have provoked you to change your thinking on work. For Milligan Town Theological Society, this is Brian Panicelli.